Good morning, Good Hope. The Lord has been good. And that song was very, very timely. The Lord has been good. And like the late Manson, Pastor Manson Johnson of Holman Street Baptist Church said to me once, I saw him at LA Airport and he said to me, Rose, it's good to see you. He said, Lord's been good to you. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, he said, you're not under a bridge, you're not holding a sign at the corner, and you don't appear to be missing any meals. So I want to say to you, Good Hope, God's been good to you. You're not under a bridge, you're not holding a sign, and don't take this the wrong way, but you don't appear to be missing any meals. Amen, amen. Well, good morning, Good Hope, and good morning to those who are streaming with us today. I pray that the word that will be presented to you will be a blessing in your life. As we are going through Rooted and Grounded and experiencing God's curriculum for small groups, the topic this morning is when God speaks, when God speaks. So let's go ahead and pray and dive right into God's word. Amen. Lord, thank you so much for this day. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way. Lord, we are so grateful for your goodness, your long-suffering, your patience. Thank you, Lord, for all of your provisions. And thank you for the gift of everlasting life through your Son, Jesus Christ. So now, Lord, hide me behind the cross and let your word go forth to find fertile ground to the hearts and minds of those who hear. We thank you. We love you for all that you are. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen again. Some people make poor judgments and decisions, and they find themselves in a bad place because they have listened to the voice of other people. When I was in grade school, I remember if one kid did another kid wrong, and you may be able to relate to this as well, one kid did another kid wrong, the so-called friends of the kid that was done wrong would say, I wouldn't take that if I was you. And then they would hide behind a tree. And then the person who was wrong get beat down, the same friend would say, well, at least you got a couple licks in. But on a more serious note, many times people have found themselves in a bad place because they have listened to the wrong advice, to the wrong voice. And right now, fake news is very frequent on our internet airways. And some of the fake news that have surfaced is, if you take a high dose of vitamin C, it will cure your COVID. Another one, an example of fake news is, the U.S. Capitol police officers gave permission for the rioters to come into the Capitol. That's another sample of fake news. And people stormed the White House, and it cost one person their life because they listened to the wrong voice. A person by the name of Michelle Carter was convicted of manslaughter because she talked her boyfriend into committing suicide. She spent years in prison because she contributed to the death of a boyfriend. A boyfriend lost his life because he listened to the wrong person. My question to you today, have you gotten yourself in trouble because you made a poor decision based on the wrong advice? Have you ever thought God was telling you something and you went down that road and you made a decision based on your feelings and found yourself in a bad place? And the truth of the matter is, sometimes all of us missed out on God's blessings because we listened to the wrong voice, to the wrong advice. And sometimes we value our feelings and the advice of people and what the world says more than we value what God has to say. So my question to you, brothers and sisters, this morning is this. Is there any hope from your past mistakes of disobedience? When God has told you to do something and you refuse to do it, is there any hope for your past failures? And my point I want to encourage you today that there's always hope for those who are in Christ. So the title of this morning's message is a question, actually. When God speaks, are you listening? When God speaks to you, are you listening? And the first thing I want you to see is this. You need to recognize that you belong to God. That you belong to God. The text today is John chapter 8, verse 47. And Jesus is talking to the Jews, because the Jews are trying to trap Jesus into saying these words, "I am the Son of God." But Jesus already told them, I've already told you who I am, and my word is truth. But they rejected Jesus. And then finally Jesus says to the Jews in verse 47, "He who is of God hears the words of God. For this reason, you do not hear them because you are not of God." This verse from the Gospel of John emphasizes the importance of being in relationship with God and truly understanding and obeying his word. Jesus says, "He who is of God." And being of God means to exist from God. It means to belong to God. It means to be God's possession, that God is our master. And the word God here is the word Elohim, the one who is, who will be, who was, the self-existing one, the one who is, the am that I am. We belong to God. And that's the first thing we have to get in our minds, is that we are not our own. We belong to God. But the sad thing, my brothers and sisters, this morning is this: our culture is facing an identity crisis like never before. And to be honest with you, some of the things that are going on in our world today, our forefathers, our great-grandmother, father, will roll over in their graves. Because if they were here today, here are some of the things that are taking place in our culture today. One is, it's an identity crisis. That is, years ago, your gender and sex were the same thing. You're what you're born with. But today, in these times, in our culture is, your sex is what you're born with, but your gender is what you choose. And it's also causing conflicts in colleges and sports, bathrooms. You all know, you've all seen it on the news. So there's an identity crisis in our culture today, and it's affecting the mindset of our church. There's also an identity crisis in terms of the struggles that we go through in life. A lot of times, the culture will assign labels to us. And those labels are assigned based on our activity. In other words, the world says you are what you do. That's your identity. For example, a person struggling with sexual immorality is labeled as a sex addict. A person who struggles with stealing is labeled as a kleptomaniac. A person who is addicted to alcohol or substances is labeled to have a substance abuse disorder. And some of us have all struggled with some of those things. But 1 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning of the 9th verse, says this: "Do you not know that wrongdoers will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who have sex with men, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And that is what some of you were. But you were washed, sanctified, and justified in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ by the Spirit of God." Watch this. We are all going to struggle. And being a Christian and a believer does not exempt us from the troubles of life or struggles with our flesh. But the good news is we have been washed by the blood of the Lamb. And because that, we are a part of God's kingdom. We belong to God. And we have our identity in Christ. Christ says, the word of God says, we are a new creation. Old things are passed away. All things become new. So labels are not fitting for Christians. So what I'm saying is, who we are is not defined by what we do. Let me say it again. Who we are, our identity is not defined by what we do. We can be a Christian who struggles with lying, or a Christian who struggles with a stronghold. But our struggle does not negate our position in God. We are of God. That's the first thing. If you're going to hear God's voice, you got to understand who you are in God. Psalms 103 says this: "Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture." So we ponder this question. When God speaks, are you listening? First thing you need to understand and recognize is that you belong to God. Second, You need to reject the voices that are not of God. You need to reject the voices that are not of God. Jesus says to the Jews, for this reason, you do not hear them, my words, Jesus saying, because you are not of God. Jesus says to the Jews, you don't accept, you don't respond, you're not obeying my words because you do not exist, belong to, or have a relationship with my Father. That's what he says. But what's ironic is the Jews claim that God was their Father. But yet here's Jesus, the Word in the flesh right in front of them, and yet they rejected him. They have an eyes and cannot see, and ears and cannot hear. My point is this, y'all, that there are a lot of voices in the world and teachings in the world and influences of the world that are not of God. There are a lot of cultural influences that has made their way into the church. And there are a preached word on Sunday from the Word of God, but there's also another pulpit in the world, in the culture, that's preaching a different sermon throughout the week. And the point is, you can't listen to everything that you hear, because everything is not from God. You may listen to yourself, but sometimes your thoughts and feelings is an unreliable source of truth. What's the things we tell ourselves? I'm smart. I'm better than most. I'm in favor with God. I'm good looking. And I have some gifts and talents that most people don't have. I was counseling a guy one time, a married couple, and the husband said this. My wife ought to be thankful for me. I said, what do you mean, thankful? He said, because a whole lot of other women would love to have a man like me. And because I'm with her, she ought to be thankful. Now, wives, if your husband told you that, how would you respond? Maybe so. You ought to be thankful I had left. I should have been gone a long time ago. I'm still with you. But you're ragged yourself. So I'm saying is this, y'all. We think more highly of ourselves than we ought to think. And sometimes we allow our feelings to guide our decisions. It's feeling oriented. What's wrong with our feelings? Because our feelings are connected with our heart. The Word of God, when the Word of God talks about the heart, the Word of God talks about our thoughts, our intellect, our reasoning, our will, our affections, our desires. It's the emotional control center of who we are. But what's wrong with the heart? Jeremiah 17:9 says this, the heart is deceitful above all else and desperately wicked. Who can understand it? We can't rely on ourselves, y'all. We can't always listen to our the inner voice on the inside of us. Secondly, we got to be careful that listening to what other people have to say. We can't always listen to what others say. People who are godly folks, good intentions, but say the wrong things. My grandfather told me when I was younger, grandson, when you get married, you the man. You run your house. That's old school, y'all, 1950s. The man was the man. Daddy was the daddy. When dad come home, fear. The whole house shake, right? My grandfather, you a man. You run your house. My dad came to my wedding, the day of my wedding, gave me 45 seconds of premarital counseling. He said this, son, when there's a fire, don't put wood on it. If you wait long enough, it'll burn itself out. Burn itself out. Passivity. And then I've heard some older women tell younger women, when you get married, make sure you keep a personal stash that he don't know about. Don't you depend on a man to take care of you. Don't let your right hand know what your left hand's doing. Good people, bad advice. You can't listen to what other folks say. Then our culture has, y'all know I'm right about it. Then our culture, the world says, you're a good person. You're a victim of your circumstances. Your problem is not your fault, so you can't be held responsible. You can't be held responsible for your addiction. You can't be held responsible for your bad habits. It's not your fault. The solution? Love yourself. And you need talk therapy, cognitive behavior therapy, and some medication that's going to help you. That's what the world says. 1 John 4:5 says this: they are from the world, and therefore they speak as from the world, and the world listens to them. What I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, is this. You have to be careful that you do not listen to things that are not of God. You need to guard yourself against fleshly, worldly influences that often lead us astray from the word of God. You have to have discernment. Compare what you hear, even within yourself, to what God's word says. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says this: we destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised up against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ. 1 Thessalonians 5:21-22 says this: but examine everything carefully and hold fast to that which is good, abstain from every form of evil. So if we think about this question, when God speaks, are you listening? First, you got to recognize that you belong to God. You are his possession. Secondly, you need to reject voices that are not of God. And lastly, you need to respond when God speaks. Let me say it again. You need to respond when God speaks. The text says, Jesus says, John 8:47, he who is of God hears the words of God. He says, he who belongs to God, the self-existing one, the great I am that I am, the one who was, who is, who will be, who belongs to God, hears, listens to, respects, accepts, obeys the word of God. And God speaks through us through several different vehicles. One, God speaks clearly to us in his word. God also speaks through the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit leads us, and the Holy Spirit actually enlightens our minds to understand and comprehend the things of God. And then light circumstances and other believers God used to speak to us as well. Now, let's make a short comparison here for a moment. Again, comparing what the world says or what others say versus what God says. The world says that you evolved from an ape. You evolved. But in the beginning, God said, I created man and woman in my image. We are created in the image of God. The world say that you are a product of your environment. But Christ says that you are a new creature, a new creation. Old things are passed away. All things become. The world says your problem is not your fault and you're not responsible. The word of God says that God will hold every one of us responsible for everything we've said and done, good or bad. The world says the solution is you need to love yourself. But God says you need to love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. And you need a savior. You are not self-sufficient. The world says therapy is going to help your medication. But although these things are helpful, y'all, and bringing relief, we need Christ. And Christ is far superior and much more satisfying than what the world has to offer. It pales in comparison to what the world has to offer. Jesus says this in John 10:27-28. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. And no one will snatch them out of my hands. Listening to God requires faith. It requires action. It requires belief. It's not based on feelings. Because your feelings are not always going to align with God's truth. We have to embrace what God says as truth. So if you're going to listen to when God speaks, you need to recognize who you are, who you belong to. Secondly, you need to reject voices that are not of God. And lastly, you need to respond when God speaks. When I was young, My mom had a set of rules, single mother. She was a tough black woman, man. Tough. And my mom was domineering. She ruled us. She had to. Three young boys. And she had a set of rules. She said, now you don't do this. Don't ever do this. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to listen to and obey me. So I got in trouble one time. And I did something. I heard a voice in the back of my mind telling me what not to do. But my friends, peer pressure. It's their fault. They led me to do something that my mom said not to do. And when teacher called my mother, I got home first and went to my room, waited with the door closed, and I heard her come in the door. Uh-oh, mom's home. Daryl Rose. Now, when she called me Daryl, was fine, but when she said Daryl Dean Rose, I'm in trouble. So she's getting ready to spank me. She said, didn't I tell you not to do that, and you did it anyway? You disobeyed me. And then she said, listen, I'm going to spank you, and it's going to hurt me a lot more than you. Now, that didn't make sense to me. It's going to hurt me more than you. How is that? I'm getting the rear end there. So, and then she was saying this to me before she spanked me. Who told you to do that? Who were you listening to? So she got angry with me, and she spanked me. And then later on, as a man, she encouraged me. She said, Daryl, the Lord has a special task for you in your life. You have a gift. And God's going to do some amazing things with you. And I said, like what? I just see it. Son, listen to me. Go get educated. Go to school. So I went and got a bachelor's. Then she said to me, you got your bachelor's? Great. Get your master's. Went and got a master's. And on her dying bed, she wasn't dying, but she had 2 years left. She was bedridden at the time. She passed away on June 15, 2007. But 2 years before that, she was bedridden. She said, you got your master's, son. That's great. But she said, now, go get your doctorate. She's been gone for a few years now. I'll be graduating with my doctorate on May the 9th. Of this year, all because my mom gave me some great words of advice. I listened to her voice. She spanked me because it was for my good. She wanted what was best for me in my life, and she saw potential in me that I didn't see, and she knew the Lord was going to do great things in my life, and she loved me. But even more than that, even more than listening to my mother's voice, I am where I am, who I am, because of I listened to God's voice. I know my mother loved me, but God loved me more. Aren't you glad today that God loves you? He's a father who loves you. He's a father who sees the best in you. He's a father who will discipline you when you're going down the wrong path, when you're being led astray by a voice that's not his. He's concerned about your good. He wants what's best for you, and he sees potential in your life. God does. So whose voice are you going to listen to today? And you need to be thankful today, because some of y'all can hear God's voice. Some of y'all can't. But some of y'all who can hear God's voice, it's not by your own. You need to remember, if you look back over your life, you were doomed to hell. You were a sinner worthy of death. But yet, gospel of Christ came. Christ came to earth. He walked the earth, he died, he was nailed to the cross, but he got up from the grave, and now with all power in his hands, and that veil between us and God has been broken, and now you have a relationship, you can talk to God, and you can hear his voice. So what are you going to do? I don't know about you, but I hear God's voice. I know when things happen to me in my life, I don't understand. God said, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean into your own understanding, but all your ways what? Acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. When I'm going through troubles in life, God said that God is good and a stronghold in times of trouble. And he knows those who seek refuge in him. When bad things are happening in my life, I know God's word says that all things work together for those who love God, who call according to his purpose, for those he foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. When I'm going through temptations or a trial that's too much for me to handle, I remember God said, no temptation overtake you but such as common to man. But God is faithful, who allow you to be tempted above what you're able. Will two temptations also make a way for you to what? To escape. When I'm doing without, I remember that God's word said, seek you first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. When I'm worried about tomorrow, God says, don't be anxious for nothing, but everything in prayer, make a request be made known to God, and the peace of God that surpasses all human comprehension will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Do you hear God's voice today? Can you hear him speak to you today? Here's a big one, y'all. Very important. Whether you can hear or you can't hear. Listen to me now. God said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever should believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. My question to you today, when God speaks, are you listening? When God speaks, do you hear him? When God speaks, do you believe? And if God speaks, are you going to obey? My brothers and sisters, all I want to say to you is this. One of the struggles we have in life for all of us is this. We sometimes are stuck between what we're supposed to do and what we want to do. And a lot of times we find ourselves in trouble because we know what God's word says, but we are battling because we choose to do what we want to do instead of what we're supposed to do. And we miss our blessings. So I'm saying to you, I'm going to challenge you today, encourage you today, listen to the voice of God. Read his word and do what God says. So you have to listen, you have to believe, and you have to obey. Listen, believe, and obey the voice of God, and you will be blessed. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, thank you so much for your word. Thank you for speaking to us. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the ability to hear your voice. So, Lord, we pray that you forgive us of our shortcomings. Forgive us, Lord, for ignoring your word at times and doing things our own way and relying on our feelings, other people, and the voice and influences of this world. Help us begin our journey through life right now. Listen to your voice, obeying you, believing and embracing you, and giving you the honor and the glory that you alone so rightly deserve it all. We thank you. We love you for all that you are. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let us stand. God has spoken today. For believers, you've heard the word of God. And God expects for us to hear his voice, to embrace what he says as truth, and to obey, to love him, to love others, and not to keep the good news of the gospel of Christ to ourselves, to serve others, to make disciples of others. But then there's those of you who have heard my words, maybe not necessarily God's voice. So I want to encourage you, no matter where you are in life, no matter where you are, maybe some of y'all are struggling financially. Some of y'all may have health problems. Some of y'all have some worries that's weighing you down. Some of y'all are walking around day after day depressed about your circumstances, unable to sleep, no appetite, uncertain about tomorrow, or you want to throw in the towel. You've had enough. So I'm here to say to you the good news. You don't have to stay where you are. There is hope for you. Because the word of God says whatever was written in ancient times was written for our instruction, so that through perseverance and encouragement of the scriptures, you can have hope. Hope of everlasting life, but more than that, hope and victory over your problems in life. So if that's where you are today, we invite you to come today to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We won't judge you. We won't condemn you. But we're here to support you and wrap our arms around you through the process of restoration and healing. So if anyone today don't know the Lord, Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, we invite you to come today.